I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The city manager of St. Albans says potential furloughs at the city's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Center could have a significant impact on the local economy. Over 1,000 Vermont employees of USCIS received furlough notices, according to U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy. The temporary dismissals would begin in early August. Leahy is calling for the Senate to shore up the agency's budget in a new COVID-19 relief bill. St. Albans City Manager Dominic Cloud says the length of the furloughs will determine how badly the local economy will be hit.
I mean, local economic impact could be huge. We just don't know. It could be a blip and, you know, hard to discern, or could be our largest taxpayer.
Earlier this week, Senator Leahy said the Vermont furloughs would be part of more than 13,000 nationwide, caused by a $1.2 billion budget shortfall as the immigration agency sees declining revenue during the pandemic. If you think you've been seeing more chipmunks than normal this summer, you have been. According to biologist Bill Kilpatrick, an emeritus professor at UVM, this year's chipmunks are benefiting from last fall's bumper crop of nuts and other seeds.
And so as they were arousing during the winter, they found they had an abundance of food. That meant that they actually arose from hibernation earlier in the year. And they also then had very high survivorship for their first litter of young.
And if you think there are a lot of chipmunks around now, just wait. Kilpatrick says chipmunks have the ability to control their reproductive cycles to have a second litter right about now, just as many gardens are coming into their own. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight: becoming partly cloudy with scattered rain showers and possible thunderstorms, lows in the mid-50s to low 60s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.